The story of Joe Palooka.
Plans of Phil Brenner, matchmaker of the Acme Athletic Club, are rapidly moving toward fulfillment. Apparently, Brenner made no mistake in selecting glamorous Delia Bennett, nightclub singer, as his accomplice. Delia, with a $5,000 reward as compensation, has met Nobby Walsh, Joe's manager, and has captivated him by her charm. Once again, Nobby has fallen in love, and in Delia Bennett, he sees his ideal. She has beauty and personality, and above all, she seems as genuinely interested in Nobby as he is in her. Nobby, of course, doesn't suspect that Delia is a tool of Brenner. And least of all, Nobby had no suspicion last night when at Delia's solicitation, he autographed all the menus and other papers, supposedly for the entertainers at the plantation where Delia works. But among those autographed papers was a blank letterhead of the Acme Athletic Club. And that letterhead, Delia duly delivered to Bill Brenner this morning. Meanwhile, Nobby's infatuation knows no bounds. He has invited Joe, Ann Howe, and her father to the plantation to meet Delia. As our seventh episode opens, Nobby and his friends are at the nightclub where Delia is just finishing her number.
She was, Nobby.
That song was great. She has a beautiful voice, Nobby.
What do you think of it, Joe?
Oh, I thought it was swell, Nobby. My goodness, she is pretty, huh?
Yeah. Well, do you blame me for being interested?
I should say not. I think you ought to be complimented on your choice. Why, she's most attractive.
How did you happen to meet her, Nobby?
Yes, please tell us. It sounds romantic.
Well, Bill Brenner introduced us a few nights ago, and we...
love at first sight?
No, I ain't saying that, but we kind of like one another.
Will you get her to come over, Nobby? We want to meet her.
I should say we do.
Yeah, sure, I'll ask her. I'll be right back.
Well, do you think it's serious this time, Joe?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Howe. Nobby's been in love about 8 times since I met him.
But he seems so earnest about Miss Bennett, Joe. I'm sure this time it's the real thing.
Oh, you young women, always looking for romance.
How does the line go, Dad? With men, love is a thing apart. With women, tis their all, or something like that.
I suppose that about describes it, eh?
Oh, here comes Nobby with Miss Bennett.
Gee, did you? The folks have certainly enjoyed that song. They thought you were swell.
I'm so glad, Nobby.
I want you all to meet Miss Bennett. This is Miss Howe and Mr. Howe.
How do you do, Miss Bennett?
Joe.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Miss Bennett.
How do you do, Miss Howe and Mr. Howe? I suppose, Nobby, when you said Joe, you meant Mr. Palooka.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm happy to meet you, Mr. Palooka.
Oh, thank you, Miss Bennett. We liked your singing. It was swell.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, Delia, sit down with us, huh?
All right.
All right, now what can I order for you, Delia?
Oh, nothing now, thank you, Nobby. Have you and Miss Howe come down to Miami for the fight, Mr. Howe?
Yes, we go back to New York right after the bout.
Are you going, Miss Bennett?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. I'd have to confess I enjoy them. Perhaps it's because my older sister was married to a boxer. But she used to take me along when he fought, and how excited I used to get. He was tops in his day. In fact, he was middleweight champion.
Middleweight champion? What was his name?
O'Rourke. Chip O'Rourke.
Chip O'Rourke?
Well, yes. Why, do you know him?
Chip O'Rourke?
He's one of Joe's sparring partners.
Sure. One of Joe's sparring partners? Well, Nobby, tell me quickly, how is he?
Why, he's swell.
Has he ever mentioned this little boy?
What, that Chip?
Yeah.
Why, sure, the little fella's right in our training camp, fast asleep right now.
Oh, thank God.
Miss Bennett, I don't want to be curious, but you seem so agitated.
Yeah, what's the matter, Dee?
We tried to find him for 4 long years, ever since my sister died. Chip went completely to pieces when he lost her. They were so much in love. And then one day, he disappeared with the little Chip. I haven't heard from him since. I've tried everywhere to find them. I wrote to the boxing commissions everywhere, but never a word. At last, I just gave up hope. I decided that in a moment of despondency, he took little Chip and...
Well, now you can quit worrying, Miss Bennett. They're both just fine.
Oh, I can't remember when I've been so happy. I was always so fond of Chip. He was so good to my sister. And I just ironed our lives, little Chip.
Oh, he's a swell little feller, Miss Bennett. Everybody in the training camp likes him.
Yeah, say, we like his dad, too. He's a regular guy.
Well, to use a trite phrase, Miss Bennett, it's a small world after all.
Oh, I've worried so about him. Chip and my sister practically raised me. He was like a father and a big brother all in one. Oh, he was always so good to me. I'm so anxious to see them.
Now, Nobby, why don't you telephone Mr. O'Rourke?
Say, Anna, you know, I was just thinking the same thing. I won't tell him what it's all about. I'll just tell him to come right over.
All right. Well, it's about time Mr. O'Rourke was here, Nobby.
I'll bet he's wondering what it's all about.
Oh, I'm so excited, Nobby. Did he say he'd come right away?
Well, I told him to grab a cab. He'll be here in a minute. But wait a minute, there he is now, looking for me. Come on, Dee.
Oh, please excuse us, we'll be back shortly.
Oh, right ahead, Miss Bennett. I'm as excited as you are.
Well, he still don't see us.
Oh, he looks fine, Nobby.
Yeah.
Just the same old Chip. Oh, he's looking this way, man.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are, Nobby. What's all the excitement?
Delia.
Delia, dear. Gee, imagine finding you. Oh, gosh, Dee, I'm so glad to see you. Let me look at you.
Well, where have you been, Chip? I've looked for you for 4 years. Chip, why didn't you let me know where you and little Chip were? It's been cruel.
Yeah, I guess so, Dee, but it's a long story. Can't we talk alone for a few minutes? There's so much
I want... Dee, listen. You and Chip go over to the table there. I'll go back to the folks. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Nobby. Tell me, Chip. Is little Chip well?
Oh, he's swell, Dee. A great little guy, and he's getting big. You'll see him tomorrow. Well, what are you doing here, Dee?
I sing here. Not much of a job, but I guess I haven't much of a voice either. It's a living, anyway.
Well, Dee, if you don't mind the question... Where does Nobby Walsh fit into the picture? I just heard you calling each other by your first names. Is he an old friend?
No, I just met him the other night.
Is he that way about you, Dee?
Well, a little, I guess, Chip.
And you?
Well,
are you on the level with him, Dee?
Well, sir, Chip, I just met him 3 nights ago.
I know, Dee, but I overheard a newspaper guy at training camp say something about a girl Nobby was interested in at the plantation. You're her, ain't you?
I suppose so.
Listen, Dee... You lived with me and Mary from the time you was a little kid till you were 22. You never heard me once tell you what to do, did you?
Chip, you were wonderful to me. Always.
That's all right. You were Mary's sister. And you were a good kid, too. But now I gotta tell you something about Nobby.
But Chip...
I've been on the bum for 4 years. Me and Chip's had tough going. Worse than that. We've slept in flop houses and barns and doorsteps... And sometimes we didn't have nothing to eat. Lots of times.
Oh, Chip.
But I didn't steal, and I was always on the level. Mary taught me that. And she taught you it, too. Well, anyway, I got in Miami a week ago with a kid, and I was flat broke. Gee, I couldn't get a job here nowheres, and I begged for one. Yeah, begged for one.
If I'd only...
Do you know what it is to see millionaires riding around in swell cars having a good time when your stomach's empty? You've got a little kid what's hungry, too. Listen, Dee, for the first time in my life, I wanted to go out and get some dough any way I could. And then I took one last chance, and I went over to the Palooka camp to try to get a job as a sparring partner.
Go on, Chip.
Well, Dee, there's still some real people in the world, and I'll put Joe and Nobby right on top. They've been... Well, they've just been swell. I didn't know they came that way anymore.
Afraid I've forgotten there are real people left, Chip.
I don't see how you could, being Mary's sister. You even look like her.
But I'm not like her, Chip.
Down deep you are, Dee. Couldn't be any other way. Gee, you should have seen little Chip yesterday. Nobby took him downtown and buys him a whole new outfit. Suit, shoes, everything a kid needs. And when I try to thank him, he growls at me. I thought I'd done something wrong. And this morning... He hands me $200. Says it's an advance. Well, Dee, that's the way they are, both of them. And that's why I don't want to see Nobby get hurt. You know what I mean, Dee?
What What makes you think I want to hurt him, Chip?
A woman can hurt a man in more ways than one.
You mean by leading him on?
That's just what I mean, Dee. And I want you to tell me straight from the shoulder, are you just giving Nobby the runaround? Well, Dee, you never lied to me or Mary when you were a kid.
Chip.
You're still my kid sister. You'll always be that. Come on now. Let's have it.
I can't. Not tonight, Chip.
Tomorrow?
There's good in the worst of us, and there's bad in the best of us. At least that's what we've been told. And perhaps Delia Bennett, for all her conniving with Bill Brenner, may still save Nobby Walsh's interest in the profits of the Quinn Palooka vault. Listen for the next episode of The Story of Joe Palooka.
Thank you, and goodbye now.